नमस्कार, स्वागत है आप सभी का ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के स्पार्क विंग के 14वें सर कॉन्फ्रेंस यानी स्पिरिचुअलिटी इन रिसर्चर्स कॉन्फ्रेंस में। कॉन्फ्रेंस के दूसरे दिन सुबह के सत्र में हमारे पास ऐसे बहुत सारे अच्छे स्पीकर्स हैं जिन्होंने अपने जीवन के अनुभवों से, अपने क्षेत्र के अनुभवों से, अपने अपने फील्ड में एक ऐसी महारत हासिल की है जो सब सुनने लायक है और एक काबिले तारीफ अनुभव है। आइए इन अनुभवों की श्रृंखला को आगे बढ़ाते हैं और इस कॉन्फ्रेंस के दूसरे दिन के सत्र में आप सभी का स्वागत करता हूं। इस सुबह के सत्र में हम एक बहुत ही अनूठे विषय के बारे में चर्चा करेंगे, डिसिप्लिन, अनुशासन। अक्सर जब हम ये शब्द सुनते हैं तो हमें लगता है कि डंडा, या फिर हमें लगता है कि बहुत ज्यादा स्ट्रिक्टनेस होगा। मगर वास्तविकता में क्या अनुशासन सिर्फ इतना है जो कोई बाहरी व्यक्ति हम पर लादता है और तब हम चीजों को समय प्रमाण कहें या फिर नीति नियम के अनुसार करें? अनुशासन क्या बाहर से आने वाली चीज है? क्या हम अपने आप को अनुशासित कर सकते हैं? डिसिप्लिन क्या कोई एक इनरेंट क्वालिटी नहीं है? डिसिप्लिन हमारे अंदरूनी विशेषताओं में से एक नहीं है? तो इस इनहेरेंट क्वालिटी को समझने की कोशिश करते हैं और आज का पहला सेशन इसी विषय पर होने वाला है। आज के हमारे पहले वक्ता ब्रह्मा कुमारी मीरा दीदी जी हैं। ब्रह्मा कुमारी मीरा दीदी जी ब्रह्मा कुमारी इस मलेशिया की निदेशिका हैं और पिछले अनेकों दशकों से भारत और भारत के बाहर ब्रह्मा कुमारी के इस आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान को लाखों लोगों तक पहुंचाने की सेवाएं कर रही हैं। एक बहुत ही प्रखर वक्ता, एक अकम्प्लिश्ड योगी हमारे साथ हैं। आइए सुनते हैं उनसे।
Om Shanti and greetings of peace. Respected Chairperson for the Spark Wing, Sister Ambika Ji, Brother Shrikant Ji, and all the dignitaries, and my dear brothers and sisters. First of all, I wish to thank the Spark Wing for organizing this 14th e-conference on the topic Inner Tranquility, Leading Research for a Perfect World, and inviting me to give keynote speech on this plenary session entitled Discipline, a Tool to Channelize Your Inherent Strength. God is the creator. When he created his creation, he kept human beings in the highest pedestal. Why? Because human beings have a special faculty to think, to discern, and to judge, so he can perform elevated action based on values. But today, we can see we have become intelligent in our own field, but our intellect is still asleep. It is only with awakened intellect that I can develop the ability to discern and turn my mind towards the desired objective and outcome. Many times, due to lack of discipline, we lack zeal and enthusiasm, and hence we are unable to attain the desired outcome. Especially in the recent times, our mind has lost total control. So we are unable to function as we want. From experience and observation, we can say that it is due to one's own negativities and waste thoughts that is causing barriers to the flow of this entire energy to complete the desired outcome. It is because when we lack energy, we are unable to stay focused and positive to move with the course of life to complete the task. For this, one needs a lot of inner strength, inner power, and inner resilience to to stay on course, to stir forward towards the desired destination and resolution. To gain inner strength, it is very important to stay in the awareness of myself as a living being, as a soul, who is full of 7 innate qualities: knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss, and power. Raj Yoga meditation teaches spiritual awakening to one's own identity, and that can help us to instantly realize that there is a leakage of energy out of losing my inner awareness as a being of peace, a tranquil and a sentient one. In the awareness that I am a peace, the tranquil and the sentient one, qualities of I, the soul, will automatically come out, and the energy would automatically be heightened and restored by itself. In my 50 years of practice in Raj Yoga meditation, I came across many cases where souls are deprived of the opportunity to do well in their personal excellence in any particular field because of the loss of identity as to who am I, and really trapped in the weakness of body consciousness, causing the whole sustainable energy from within to come to a standstill. The effect can be so daunting that they can even collapse a soul from depression to suicidal. It's only later, when the soul regains its awareness as a soul, the metaphysical energy, the soul will replenish itself to regain the strength it has lost. Until and unless one is able to redirect himself as a sentient being, it is difficult to recover quickly, and the physical remedies will not be as effective in realigning the inner system to its auto-healing. So, the root cause is the loss of true identity of the self as a soul. When I lose myself, I lose my virtues, I lose my values, my powers, wisdom, and my character, and my whole life is then wasted and ruined. Bearing these devastating and disastrous consequences, one has to really give the self the spiritual awakening to salvage the self, without which it is not possible to regain inner strength and blockages. Having said in great length of the consequences, we need to now really make an effort to bring the self the protection and remedies needed to stay on the course of life journey. This is very important, particularly in the field of science and research, where much clarity and foresight is needed to predict the outcome and interpret the new discovery towards building a new world order. As the theme of the conference, which stresses on inner tranquility in leading the research to the perfect world, the real tricks and essence are the ability to discipline the self. Without discipline, the mind will not be able to stay focused and will wander everywhere, losing the focus and the energy, ending up in nothing being achieved, with time and life wasted. So now the question is, how then to discipline the self? One needs to stay very clear to stir the mind towards the desired outcome. Together with that, it is crucial to ensure that the desired outcome is in line with the law and values intended without which there can be obstruction. If it is founded on impure premise and intention, for it is against the law and the research will not be as objective and successful in revealing and discovering the truth. In our life, this plays a very important part, that is, in disciplining the mind, I don't mean that you have to suppress your mind or you have to make your mind blank. What I mean when I talk about disciplining the mind is to be able to channelize the energy of the mind in a positive direction. And in order to do that, I need to hold the reins of my mind in my hand. And the reins I refer here to the awareness, the true awareness of myself. In Raja Yoga meditation, we learn to empower our inner faculty, the intellect, to stay clean and clear through meditation and the study of spiritual knowledge. There will be willpower to accomplish what is needed and to stir the mind in the righteous direction for the righteous outcome. We learn through Raja Yoga meditation that the mind can be tuned properly in the right direction, right thought, and the quality to champion the cause will be pursued. The inner strength that comes with it is the key to ensure I am on the right course and to do the right speech. Without much ado, let me conclude in one sentence that as is my mind, so is my thought. As is my thought, so is my feeling. As is my feeling, so is my vision and attitude. And as is my vision and attitude, so is my speaking and doing. And as is my speaking and doing, so is my connection and relationship with other beings. Therefore, if there is spiritual awakening, that means soul consciousness, the mind and intellect will work harmoniously. And the inner mastery will allow me to attain the desired role. So my key message in that, regardless of our one's background, it is the key to give the self the opportunity to learn about the true identity of the self in order to stir the mind to cooperate and function at its optimal level in line with the inner voice within that leads the way as it is to its beautiful and successful outcome. With these words, once again, I would like to congratulate the organizers and all the participants, and I wish you a very successful deliberation. When we are spiritually awakened to the right consciousness, then we can sustain the right cause to pursue forward and bring the perfect world onto the planet Earth once again. Thank you very much and Om Shanti.
ये थे हमारे कीनोट स्पीकर ब्रह्मा कुमारी मीरा दीदी जी. उनके देश विदेश की सेवाओं के अनुभवों के साथ साथ उनके अंतर की यात्रा, उनके इनर डिसिप्लिन, उनके इस इनहेरेंट क्वालिटी के बारे में उन्होंने आज हमें बताया है. अब आध्यात्म के जगत से थोड़े दूर एक ऐसे व्यक्तित्व के पास जाते हैं जिन्होंने अपने प्रोफेशन में इस चीज का इस्तेमाल किया हो. हमारे साथ बाला किशोर जी हैं, जो वाइस प्रेसिडेंट हैं सोशल मीडिया और लॉयल्टी रिवॉर्ड से. एक सॉफ्टवेयर कंपनी में काम करते हुए, एक सॉफ्टवेयर प्रोफेशनल होते हुए, वो कहां इन चीजों को देखते हैं, डिसिप्लिन के बारे में उनकी राय क्या है. हमारे अगले स्पीकर बाला किशोर जी हैं, आइए सुनते हैं उनके विचार.
ओम शांति. एज रिसर्चर्स वी ट्राई टू मेक थिंग्स बेटर, फास्टर, चीपर. एंड एज रिसर्चर्स वी ट्राई टू लर्न द सीक्रेट्स ऑफ द नेचर एंड how those secrets can be harnessed for the betterment of the mankind. But what is the key requirement for achieving this goal? This goal of trying to make things better, faster, and cheaper. That key requirement is mental discipline. What is mental discipline? My ability to control my attention and my ability to conserve my energy is mental discipline. When I am disciplined, and as a researcher, when I learn to control my thoughts, what is the result? Why should I be mentally disciplined? Because mental discipline helps me to become more effective, more efficient, and more productive. And how does mental discipline achieve these? It is through three principles. That is, think less, think slow, think better. Think less, think slow, and think better. These three principles are both the means and the goal of mental discipline. In my 25 years of practice of Raja Yoga meditation, these three principles of think less, think slow, think better have personally helped me a lot. And as we said, the key element in inculcating this mental discipline is my ability to control my attention. And attention is the single most important capability that we researchers have. Why? Because wherever my attention goes, that is where energy flows. And wherever my energy flows, that is where life grows, whether it is positive or negative. Moment by moment, I am choosing my experience by deciding where to put my attention. What you do in life and what you become is the result of how you used your attention. Attention is that secret sauce that helps us live through our life. If we want to become the best that we can become, if we want to do some of the most outstanding work in the world, the very first step is my ability to control my attention, is my ability to improve my focus. Because if I cannot control my mind, if I cannot improve my attention or focus, I won't be able to achieve anything worthwhile in life. And when I pay attention, that attention helps that information that I am focusing on to get registered inside my brain. Attention is the glue that helps stick the information or the skill that I am learning inside, helps stick that skill inside my brain. Because attention is the key ingredient for this learning to get translated into a bunch of neural circuits inside the brain. Without attention, these neural circuits will not form. And without neural circuits forming inside the brain, I cannot say I have learned something. And as we all know, brain is a fantastic filter and attention is its gate. What becomes my experience is the result of where I am putting my focus. What am I paying my attention to? And how can I improve this attention? How can I improve my mental discipline? Structuring my day, that is planning my day. What is it that I want to achieve on a daily basis? Physical exercise, eating nutritious food, daily meditation routine, practicing positive self-talk, and staying curious are some of the ways in which I can improve my attention and thus my mental discipline. Because when I exercise, when I have nutritious food, and when I practice positive self-talk, I am not only conserving my energy, I am also reducing the speed of my thoughts. Because when I reduce the speed of my thoughts, when my thoughts become slow, my thinking also becomes less. And when my thinking becomes less, it automatically becomes better. You can check yourself. When you think positive, you both think slow as well as you think less. And when you are thinking fast, typically it is because you are anxious, you are afraid, or you are thinking something which is waste or negative. Because both wasteful thinking and negative thinking make your thoughts faster. And when you think positive, automatically your mind, your thinking slows down. It's the other way around is also true. When I consciously slow down my thinking, the quality of my thinking also improves. And all these that we just discussed about structuring the day, becoming a little more disciplined, practicing meditation, having positive self-talk, doing physical exercise, having nutritious food, all these help us achieve those three principles. Think less, think slow, and think better. And it is also very important that on a daily basis, we keep feeding our mind with something positive, something that is life-affirming, and that is empowering. The more we stay away from the negative news that we see in today's times, the better for our mental discipline. Even spending 10 minutes of your time in reading or listening something or watching something that is positive, something that is empowering, something that is life enriching will improve your attention. And that also improves your ability to control your mind and your mental discipline. And one of the easiest and the most difficult ways of we becoming mentally disciplined in today's world is to stay away from our mobile or from any sort of screen for at least a few hours every day. Because staying away from any sort of screen and interacting with the people helps us in not only improving our relationships, but it also is very good for our brain health. And as researchers, you must have heard that fasting is good for health, and fasting also has anti-cancer properties. In today's age of digital distraction, it is very important that you also do mobile fasting. Do not touch your mobile post 9 p.m. And at least once a week for 24 hours, do not switch on your mobile. Do not look at any screen. Spend time with yourself, with your loved ones, reading something which is useful. Because this mobile fasting will not only test your willpower, it will also help improve your willpower and improve your mental health. And thus your ability to control your attention. And whenever, every day, whenever you're having your breakfast, lunch and dinner, have them without any screens. Have screen-free breakfast, screen-free lunch and screen-free dinner. These simple actions, these simple practices, initially, even though they are difficult, if you continue to do them, it's going to become easier and easier for you to strengthen the muscle of your mental discipline. In summary, the three principles of mental discipline are: think slow, think less, think better. And of course, meditate daily. All the best. Om Shanti.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद बालकिशोर जी का, जिन्होंने अपने अनुभवों से बताया कि हमें डिसिप्लिन की आवश्यकता कितनी है और कहां अध्यात्म हमें हेल्प करता है। हमारे इस सेशन के चीफ गेस्ट के रूप में डॉक्टर रमेश कुमार गोयल जी हैं, जो वाइस चांसलर हैं दिल्ली फार्मास्यूटिकल साइंसेज और रिसर्च यूनिवर्सिटी के। आइए सुनते हैं उनके शुभ विचार इस थीम पर।
नमस्कार। दी आउटसेट आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक श्री अंबिका जी, द चेयरपर्सन ऑफ ब्रह्म कुमारीज स्पिरिचुअल एप्लीकेशन रिसर्च विंग ऑफ राजयोग एजुकेशन रिसर्च फाउंडेशन। द राजयोग इज समथिंग विच इज द सुप्रीम। योगा means the philosophy of the health, and the moment we talk the yoga, we always think of philosophy also. Currently, the whole world is passing through the most difficult time, that is of the corona. Last time when I participated in one of the programs of Brahm Kumaris, it was the farewell to fear from corona. With every day increase in number of cases, the news of increasing in the number of deaths across the world, I don't know when we will say farewell to corona. But I would like to say that definitely we can say farewell to fear from corona. And that is possible only by the spirituality. I am thankful to see here Director Sri B.K. Meenaji from Malaysia and Sri B.K. Bal Kishore Ji from Hyderabad. Well, when it comes to spirituality, I don't think there is any other organization in the world doing the best as the Brahm Kumaris. And many times the spirituality is linked to religion. Whether it is yoga, people say Om, but Om and Amin have same. I would like to connect this spirituality with the philosophy. I am a scientist, basically a pharmacologist, and honestly speaking, I may be a doctor of philosophy, that is PhD, but if I have to say what is philosophy, it is very difficult for me to understand and explain. And equally difficult is to correlate or to differentiate the science and philosophy. Philosophy tries to understand the nature of the man in particular, the phenomena associated with it. But it does not mean that science does not try to understand nature. It understands natural phenomena. It tries to understand natural phenomena. Both philosophy and science are for the search of truth. Now when we think of the truth, it doesn't mean again the methodologies are the same. They are little different. In philosophy, one relies on reasoning, evidences and experiments for the search of the truth. But science is again doing the same, but by the physical means, what we call the physical experiments. It may take hours to explain that, and I will not like to do. Srinidhiji and distinguished speakers, I will come straight to the theme of this session, that is the inner tranquility, interest, or the inherent strength, and connecting it to what we call as a discipline. Now, tranquility in philosophy means peace of mind. Through yoga, through meditation, these are different terminologies that can be seen. But opposite or peace of mind or tranquility is when we are free from the anxiety, restlessness or fear. This is philosophy, but science says equally the same thing, but they talk in terms of the biochemicals or the electrical activity. In EEG, if it is the peace or what we say tranquility, we say that EEG waves are different, they are calming down. But at the same time, the GABA aminobutyric acid is one of the biochemical or the neurotransmitter, what we say, that levels are high. And if they are opposite, if they are low, it means patient or the person is not in the tranquility. Well, apart from this GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid, there is a norepinephrine that we say sympathetic activity is high, anger, restlessness, the fear, that all leads to the increase in the norepinephrine level. There are mood swings. When there is a depression, norepinephrine level goes down. 5-HT, that is serotonin level, goes down. Like that, we feel that they are contracted by GABA. Now in yoga, we do various interventions. Close your eyes, definitely EEG will change. The moment we start meditation, our body chemicals, what we say, what we scientists or pharmacologists say, they start changing. If a child is crying and mother puts hand on the child, there is a release of endorphins, morphine-like substances in the body, and that gives relief from the pain. It's a naked truth. There is nothing different. And everything about the yoga are again being correlated with the neurotransmitters to various things. Well, there is a bliss hormone. We always talk of bliss, how to get bliss. Now, in our body, oxytocin hormone is again considered a hormone of bliss, love. Like that, dopamine. So what I am trying to say, medicines are found out of that. And equal effect you can get from the yoga, meditation and other things. Now under these circumstances, if somebody asks me, what to do? Should we rely exclusively on philosophy? But there may be some limitation. Beyond some limit, probably it is not working. And there you need meditation. But the same thing holds true for medicines. And if together they are given, it will be the complementary effect. Now, in yoga, a balance is striked. And balance, the moment we say, is a discipline. So ultimately, you are trying to have a discipline of your behavior, your activities, closing the eyes, particular posture, behavior, not thinking, trying to calm down, that meditation. That is all brings discipline. In science, medicine, or pharmacology, what we say, by balancing the neurotransmitters, you are breaking a discipline in the body. And that's what is the meditation. Well, both are complementary. Yes, we should meditate. That is more important. But yes, science, the pharmacology can also be used. But ultimate, the goal of both is to bring a discipline in such a way that inner calmness can be achieved. Sometimes that inner calmness is required. That inner calmness is the neurotransmitters. Yes, but it is correlated with the meditation. So goal of the all the interventions, whether it is medical intervention or this, but ultimately, the what we say primarily, one should think of the meditation and yoga. So goal is sarve bhavanti sukhina, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani paschanti, ma kaschit dukh bhagavet. May all be happy, free of diseases. May all enjoy divine good and none to be troubled. That is what is the goal. I compliment Brahm Kumaris for bringing out this program. Thank you. Namaskar. Om Shanti. Namaskar.
दोस्तों आपने अभी भी सुना हमारे चीफ गेस्ट श्री रमेश कुमार गोयल जी को. कार्यक्रम को आगे बढ़ाते हुए हमारे साथ एक और डिस्टिंग्विश्ड गेस्ट हैं श्री एस गौरीशंकर जी. ये ओएसडी हैं टू एमओएस और डिप्टी सेक्रेटरी हैं मिनिस्टर ऑफ स्टेट मिनिस्ट्री फॉर एनवायरमेंट क्लाइमेट चेंज और फॉरेस्ट्री के लिए. आइए उनसे सुनते हैं उनकी शुभकामनाएं.
ओम शांति. इट गिव्स मी इमेंस प्लेजर टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ दिस सेशन एंड बिग थैंक्स टू स्पिरिचुअल एप्लीकेशंस रिसर्च सेंटर टू गिव एन अपॉर्चुनिटी to grace this auspicious occasion as guest of honor. Before I, today's subject, topic is discipline, a tool to channelize your inherent strength. Before I talk about the subject, I would like to introduce myself, how I came into Brahma Kumaris, and how beautiful life me and my family and my surroundings are leading. My name is Dr. Gaurishankar. I am an officer in special duty to Mr. Babul Supriyo. He is the Minister for State, Environment, Forest and Climate Change. And friends, I had an opportunity to interact, to have blessings with the late Dadi Janaki Ji during my last posting in London. And what a bliss I received from her, and we all miss her. I came back in 2015 and I live in Dwarka, and I had an opportunity again to interact with Sister Saroj, Director of Sector 11 Dwarka Center, who has been constant guide to me and my family. And time to time, whenever we are in a deep trouble of taking a decision, she's the one who helps me. My wife Rajni Shankar is quite regular, and due to my time paucity, I am a bit irregular, but I do go through Shivaniji's and prayers, meditation at my home. I'm so happy with this concept. Now, the topic, discipline, a tool to channelize your inherent strength. Friends, as you all know, the world is going through an unprecedented phase and battling with a deadly pandemic in the form of coronavirus, which has crippled not only the economy worldwide, but also shaken the people's consciousness. Everyone in a state of shock, going through a difficult phase of sustaining one's livelihood. All you can hear much about physical health, about measures to remain fit, and about measures to avoid COVID. But no one talks about mental strength, which is more important one needs a good mental strength, mental health, so that one could come out successfully stressful moments, depression, moodiness and anxiety, and be able to take appropriate decisions to cope up with emergent situations arising out of this pandemic. Keeping your mental health in spirited manner can help yourself and your family members too. Now the question arises, how we can attain good mental health? The answer lies in many solutions, but more important solutions are meditation and discipline, which is our subject right now. These things can relax and recharge and rejuvenate you. One needs to lead a disciplined life to attain emotional stability. You should follow a disciplined routine, like we get up in the morning, spare 1 hour for yourself and meditation, hear spiritual topics, which will keep you fit both mentally and physically. I'd like to share mantra with you, and that is feel good, be positive, and be self-disciplined. Discipline is an art and a skill which is learnt through best routine practices. The skill essentially in every area of life. And though most of people acknowledge its importance, very few people something to strengthen it. They hardly spare time for it. Contrary to common belief, self-discipline does not mean being harsh forward yourself or living limited and restrictive lifestyle. Self-discipline means self-control, which is a sign of inner strength and control of yourself, your actions and your reactions. Self-discipline gives you the power to stick to your decisions and follow those decisions through without changing your mind, and is therefore one of the important requirements for achieving our life goals. Being disciplined helps get things done faster and in the right time. Though some things happen, during this corona, you cannot think only your discipline works because of some, due to other factors, some things which you don't know, which you can't even think. Still, one with discipline gets them done faster than others due to his or her self-discipline, like being on time. So this leads to peace of mind and keeps one happier. My dear friends, last but not the least, self-control is the key to attain the way of self-discipline. Don't be slave to your senses. We must practice to control our desires, passion and infatuation to lead materialistic life. Inner happiness can be attained following a controlled, disciplined life. I would not take much time from all of you and would like to conclude myself with a word of praise to this organization, which is going so good, doing so good, social service to the harmony. And friends, finally, I would say, be peaceful. All seven qualities of Brahma Kumaris, I try and follow thoroughly. And Om Shanti, and thanks once again.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद डॉक्टर एस गौरीशंकर जी का उनके शुभकामनाओं के लिए. अब अनुभवों की लेन देन की बारी आती है. आइए कुछ अनुभव सुनते हैं. हमारे साथ एक बहुत ही जाने माने व्यक्तित्व अपने अनुभव को लेकर आए हैं. हमारे साथ डॉक्टर डब्ल्यू सेल्वमूर्ति जी हैं. डॉक्टर सेल्वमूर्ति प्रेसिडेंट हैं एमिटी साइंस टेक्नोलॉजी एंड इनोवेशन फाउंडेशन के. साथ साथ ये फॉर्मर लीड साइंटिस्ट हैं DRDO भारत सरकार के भी. इनके जीवन के एक लंबे सफर में विज्ञान के साथ, अध्यात्म के साथ, एक रुचिपूर्ण तालमेल रहा है। आइए सुनते हैं उनके अनुभव। डॉक्टर सेल्वमूर्ति।
ओम शांति। आई एम सेल्वमूर्ति, प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ अमिटी साइंस टेक्नोलॉजी एंड इनोवेशन फाउंडेशन एंड चांसलर अमिटी यूनिवर्सिटी छत्तीसगढ़। I am so happy to be associated with Brahma Kumaris Academy for almost 3 decades now. Since 90s, I have been associated with this Brahma Kumaris Academy. My salutations to all the Brahma Kumaris, Brahma Kumars, who have been rendering human service through their 3,000 centers across the globe. So I am so happy that they are trying to spread global peace, harmony, happiness around. So they are trying to create a happy world. So there is an association, a research center in Brahma Kumaris Academy, which is known as SPARC, that is Spiritual Application Research Center, which is trying to put the Brahma Kumaris Academy on a scientific pedestal. So this academy is trying to understand the physiological, biochemical, psychological effects of practicing Raja Yoga meditation, and to understand the scientific aspects of the potentials of Raja Yoga. So that is the SPARC Center. I had the opportunity of visiting last year. I used to visit almost every year to Mount Abu. So the Dr. Sushil Chandra, who is a senior scientist at the Institute of Nuclear Medicine and Allied Sciences, and Dinesh Singh, who is the senior scientist at DESIDOC, both are DRDO laboratories. G. Satish Reddy, who is the chairman of DRDO and the Secretary Department of Defense R&D, and also visited at the same time. So we saw this SPARC Research Center, and they are very well equipped in terms of infrastructure, and they are doing very good research to explore, understand the whole concept of Raja Yoga on a scientific perspective. So I like to compliment all those connected with SPARC Center, and who they are organizing an e-conference in this week, 12th and 13th September 2020. And I like to convey my greetings to all the participants of this e-conference on inner tranquility, which is very important. So ultimately, why do we say Om Shanti? Shanti means tranquility, peace. So this peace is very essential. If you have to achieve higher level of consciousness, is very, very important. And Raja Yoga meditation of Brahma Kumaris aims at this, realizing your true existence of Atma, which is peaceful, which is happy, pure and powerful. So that is the concept of Brahma Kumaris. So I hope that this e-conference on inner tranquility will bring out new dimensions, new experiences for the participants. And I hope many people will be benefited by this e-conference. My association with Brahma Kumaris started with a project when I was the director at the Defense Institute of Physiology and Allied Sciences, which is a lab of DRDO, Defense Research and Development Organization. So I was, my colleague, Dr. R.C. Sani, came with a proposal, and a very important Brahma Kumar, Dr. Satish Gupta from Brahma, Mount Abu, and he came that why don't we do a research project on coronary artery disease patients, because this Brahma, the Raja Yoga meditation, can really help in curing this disease. So I'm a physiologist. So immediately I looked at Sani that what we can do, and we discussed, and also with Dr. Lajpat Rai at that time. So we formulated a project and submitted to the Indian Department of Indian Systems of Medicine at that time. What it is, Ministry of Ayush. It used to be known as Department of Indian Systems of Medicine. So they sanctioned this project. So we undertook with the main Satish Gupta and then Dr. R.C. Sani, and I was the project coordinator for this mega project. And then what we were looking at can we cause regression of coronary artery disease by lifestyle intervention, which includes Raja Yoga meditation as the main, the constituent of the lifestyle intervention program to take care of the stress, which is the major etiological factor. So Raja Yoga meditation, low-fat, high-fiber diet, which leads to formation of plague, the high lipid content. So we address that through low-fat, high-fiber diet. The fat content is 15 grams per day, including hidden fat. Then we also did walking for half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening as an aerobic component. So we have one side Raja Yoga meditation, low-fat, high-fiber diet, and weak exercise, which in turn can cause regression. So we recruited 524 patients of coronary artery disease, randomly divided them into two groups, a control group doing the regular routines of the medical management by the doctors, and in the experimental group, in addition to the routine medical management schedules, we also introduced the lifestyle intervention, which included Raja Yoga meditation, low-fat, high-fiber diet, high-fiber diet, and regular aerobic exercise. Then we were doing physiological, biochemical, psychological, clinical parameters on these people to understand that what happens to these two groups in terms of the pathophysiology, progression of the disease, prognosis of the cases. So we were monitoring all this, including coronary angiogram. So the physiological parameters, we did heart rate variability to look at the sympathetic, parasympathetic activity of autonomic nervous system. Then we were looking at the electroencephalogram to indicate the mental tranquility. And then we looked at the biochemical profile, lipid profile, LDL, HDL, the ratio, and VLDL. Then we were also looking at the very important hormones like stress hormones, adrenaline, noradrenaline, cortisol. Then we were also looking at happy hormones like beta endorphins, metencephalins, and also melatonin rhythmicity. So we were looking at the biochemical profile, and we were also looking at psychological profile of anxiety, state and trait anxiety, coping mechanisms. And also we were looking at the depression scores, and ultimately we correlated with the clinical angiograms, which was done periodically, to see the actual play. So our hypothesis is, through this lifestyle intervention, which takes care of all the three major risk factors for the coronary artery disease, we can cause regression. But you'll be happy to know that after 2 years, 3 years follow-up, we also did this coronary angiogram and all the physiological, biochemical, psychological parameters, and we found that first time in the literature, this study, which we carried out at the Global Hospital Research Center at Mount Abu, which is run by Brahma Kumaris, and with the DRDO laboratories, DIPAS, DIEPR, working together, we were able to demonstrate that we can cause regression of the coronary artery disease. So this we published in Indian Heart Journal a couple of years ago. And so this major study demonstrated that we are able to remove the plague, and we also gave the hypothesis how this the components of the lifestyle intervention cause the regression of the coronary artery disease. Then we also did another, at this time, Dr. Abdul Kalam was the scientific advisor at that time in DRDO. He was the chief of DRDO. And he also accompanied Mount Abu to Brahma Kumaris. At least, I remember, 5-6 times he has come with me. And we were together, we were going. I was accompanying him as a scientist who was coordinating this project to go and review how it is going. So we were happy to see. And Dr. Kalam used to call these the volunteers who are participating in this study with coronary artery disease, and he used to call Dilwalas. Dilwalas, he used to interact with them, and then we found the prognosis and the smile on the face, the quality of the life of these patients, besides the regression of the coronary artery disease. So this is a very important study. Now the Healthy Heart Program Brahma Kumaris are propagating in all the centers, and which has produced great impact on preventing and also managing the coronary artery disease. Another study which we did with SPARC, that is Spiritual Application Research Centers of Center of Brahma Kumaris, that one study on meditators, Raja Yoga meditators, those who are practicing more than 5 years and more than 10 years, and people who are inducted into the Brahma Kumaris Raja Yoga meditation. What is the profile in the functional MRI, which is the metabolic activity of brain, can be seen by functional magnetic resonance imaging. It's the imaging modality. And what we found, those people who have been practicing Raja Yoga meditation for a long time, more than 10 years, there was lightening in the sense the prefrontal lobe as well as the occipital lobe showed an increased metabolic activity. You will see in the fMRI pictures the activation over there by a color. And so this indicates that those people who practice these Raja Yoga meditation regularly for a long period, long years, and so these people have demonstrated they are able to awaken the inner potentials, because prefrontal area deals with the higher brain functions, higher mental functions. So that gets activated, like intuitive powers, extrasensory perception, and such powers, decision making, intuitively. So all this can be awakened by this the practice of Raja Yoga meditation. So this SPARC is doing a great job, and we must all support this, because we need to understand many integrating the underlying principles of Raja Yoga meditation. How does it impact on different kind of population of people, like security personnel, armed forces, police forces, the border security force, and those people who are working in the low intensity conflict environment, the security personnel. So all this we can use Raja Yoga meditation, but we must do it in a scientific way, that how does it work to bring that inner tranquility, thereby giving them the confidence to face any challenges in life and bring the resilience, build the resilience in them to face challenges like COVID situation like this. So when you practice this, that inner tranquility, and realizing that we are Atma, eternal Atma, which is on a journey with karmic account. So that we have come to this world to increase the karmic account, raise the divinity and reduce the non-divinity. That is the purpose of our creation. And this Raja Yoga meditation certainly will help. And I wish the conference all success. And I wish I can come personally to Mount Abu to address all of you. But due to the COVID situation, I have restricted my travel. But I convey my pranams to all the Brahma Kumaris, Brahma Kumars, particularly Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Prakashmani used to be there when we used to go along with Dr. Kalam at that time. So I fondly remember my association with those souls and their blessings. I am grateful to their blessings. And I every day listen to the Sanskar program, where Spiritual Awakening by Brahma Kumaris. It comes at Sanskar between 10 and 10:30. I see Sister B.K. Shivani coming every day. And so after I see that program, I go to sleep. And so thank you very much. And my gratitude to all those Brahma Kumaris and Brahma Kumars who are functioning across the globe. You are doing a yeoman service to the society, and may God bless you all. Thank you very much.
डॉक्टर सेल्वमूर्ति जी के अनुभवों से हमने भी बहुत सारी चीजें सीखी होंगी। जब वो चीजें कह रहे थे तो हम में से बहुत सारे लोग अपने आप को उसी कैटेगरी में फिट पा रहे होंगे। बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया डॉक्टर सेल्वमूर्ति जी का अपने अनुभवों को हमारे साथ साझा करने के लिए। हमारे साथ एक्सपीरियंस को लेकर एक और साइंटिस्ट आने वाले हैं। हमारे साथ श्री एस इंगरसोल जी हैं, ये भी एक साइंटिस्ट हैं, इसरो बेंगलुरु से आज हमारे साथ जुड़ रहे हैं। आइए सुनते हैं उनसे अनुभव।
ओम शांति। ग्रीटिंग्स टू ऑल ऑफ यू ऑन द ओकेशन ऑफ द 14th सर इंटरनेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑन इनर ट्रैंक्विलिटी लीडिंग रिसर्च फॉर अ परफेक्ट वर्ल्ड। Myself, Ingersoll Selagurai, a senior scientist from ISRO, has been part of the CER conferences for more than 5 times since 2009, representing Indian Space Research Organization and also as an individual who could realize the immense value of spirituality in the domain of scientific research for a better world. As a researcher in the pursuit of benefits of the science and technology, especially in the area of space technology, I sincerely admit that after my participation in many CER conferences, my qualities as a space technologist has multiplied multifold in the efficient management of space technology, where accuracy and reliability are essential traits for successful space missions. After my first visit to Mount Abu in the year 2009, I was wonderstruck by the adorable qualities of the Brahmakumari's movement and the Spark Wing in particular in promoting spirituality among the global researchers towards improvement in the quality of their research with Raja Yoga and soul awareness. My colleagues at ISRO were also in for a pleasant surprise to see a better version of mine with a calm, composed and positive mind in the search of answers in science towards technological developments leading to socio-economical developments of our nation. CER conferences made me to realize that spirituality and science are two sides of the same coin, and practicing scientists, when they realize this truth, their value addition to the quality of life of the nation is immense in the multiple areas of science such as space, defense, agriculture, biology and environment. After listening to the spiritual discourses of the leading lights of the Brahma Kumaris, I could realize the immense potential in me to do better science and also to lead a better life as an individual with the realization of the concept of the soul awareness. During the course of discussions with fellow researchers in the CER conference 2019, I realized that the current direction of science and technology is not in the right path and is being pursued for short-term economic prosperity of individuals, multinational corporations and nations. This sort of misdirection is dangerous for the present and future generations of human beings, which can be corrected to the right perspective only by following the spiritual paths of Raja Yoga and soul consciousness. Inner tranquility of the men of science can lead us all to a better world. Of course, not an easy task to create calm, composed and altruistic scientists. With this as a distant goal, I only find spiritual organizations like Brahma Kumaris hold the key and the right path to the world, peace and prosperity by way of organizing such CER conferences. My best wishes and greetings towards the success of this 14th CER conference, which has taken the virtual path, the need of the hour, in reaching the global scientific community of researchers overcoming the physical distances. Om Shanti.
Shri S. Ingersoll ji ka bahut bahut dhanyavad. Spark ke is conference mein aap sabhi log saath mein jude hain. Spark ki anekon gativithiyon ko samajhne ki bhi hum koshish karte hain. स्पार्क विंग की तरफ से बहुत सारे रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट एक्टिविटीज होते हैं. आइए स्पार्क के R&D रिपोर्ट को जानते हैं. इसे प्रेजेंट करने के लिए हमारे साथ डॉक्टर सुशील चंद्र जी हैं. डॉक्टर सुशील चंद्र जी एसोसिएट डायरेक्टर हैं इन मास DRDO दिल्ली से और साथ साथ एक साइंटिफिक एडवाइजर हैं ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के स्पार्क विंग के लिए. डॉक्टर सुशील चंद्र जी.
ओम शांति. आई विल बी शेयरिंग हियर नाउ द रिसर्च स्टडीज which have been conducted by Brahma Kumari's Spark Wing on Raja Yoga meditation in collaboration with multiple institutes nationally or internationally. So firstly, what is the vision of the Spark? That is building better tomorrow through applied spirituality, and our mission is holistic research to develop effective tools and techniques that facilitate the application of spirituality and experience its practical benefits in all aspects of life. And what we cover all, starting from the self, as our slogan is, world transformation through self-transformation. So we start with the self, to the family, to the society, and ultimately to create a better and a happy, blissful world. So what are the SPARK program's objectives? It is to explore the scientific application of spiritual principles in Raja Yoga style, confirmation of different meditation states using psychophysiological tools, scientifically validate BK Raja Yoga meditation as first person experience by electroencephalogram, that is EEG brain activations, differences in physiological and emotional states during all types of meditative practices of Raja Yoga meditation. Like here, as you see, what the scientific tools, especially here we have used electroencephalograms, and SPARK now has got an establishment of 64 channel well advanced EEG system available with us, and it's having also the proper psychological tools to assess cognitive and emotional state. The gadgets which we are using are also Muse, through which you can know the stress levels and real-time effects of thoughts, and that can be monitored with the lots of physiological parameters, for example, PIP, by which we are able to know the stress level of the mind. We are studying the effect of Raja Yoga meditation on emotional, cognitive, psychological, physiological, and ultimately on social behavior. So as I shared, that psychological tools, and that has been done with collaborations of one of the prominent institutions of DRDO, and the tools utilized are NeoPIR, that is Neuroticism Scale, Happiness Scale, the Adult Hope Scale, and Quality of Life Scales. The results, we have found less neurotic symptoms found, and hope as well as happiness scale was found much better in that case. And related to the cognitive function, also in collaboration with DIPR, that is Defense Institute of Psychological Research, in which tools utilized were memory verbal, non-verbal test, and attention concentration test. That also we found the result that error were reduced, responses were much faster, and there was an increased focus as well as the enhanced cognitive function. Then it was done with the collaboration of another institute of, again, DRDO, Institute of Nuclear Medicine and Allied Sciences, where the test was attention network test, and in which we found that expert meditators provide relatively faster responses, better accuracy in case of long-term meditators, better alertness, as well as the overall test provides the measure of attention networks better in case of long-term meditators. Related to social aspects, we conduct a national integration camp for the youngsters, which is done in Om Shanti Retreat Center at Gurgaon, and in collaboration with Ministry of Youth Welfare. And the tools utilized for that was spiritual, religious and personal belief scale, quality of life scale, as well as scale of well-being. And what we found, the result were Raja Yoga meditation training is actually a better tool for a spiritual, religious and personal belief system, and quality of life was also found much better in case of youth. So that means a significant positive correlation exists between quality of life and well-being. And another study which was done in collaboration with the Defense Institute of Physiology and Allied Sciences, where the physiological parameters were evaluated like blood pressure, heart rate variability, and the skin conductor. In case of meditators, we found that BP was lowered after practice, better cardiac functions. LF by HF ratio was decreased. That means sympathetic vagal balance. So better relaxation after meditation. And with the INMAS, again, in case of EEG, in one study we found that there was an increase in alpha and theta band power and increased in alpha symmetry. That means there was a good positive impact of meditation on attention network as well as on cognitive processing. Not only that, we did the microstructural changes also, which was again done at INMAS, in which we had utilized the diffusion tensor imaging DTI, that studies the white matter fibers connections in the brain. And we found that the corpus callosum in long-term meditators that enhanced ion isotropy and reduced diffusivity. Diffusivity was found in long-term meditators. Increased the connectivity between two hemispheres. And that means the better regulation and attention. Here you are seeing that for the DTI, how the studies in that case was performed. Another institute, which is a prominent institute known as National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, Bangalore, in that psychophysiological study on ERP, that means the EEG and event-related potential, even with a few months of meditative practices, it was possible to move into a reliable state of meditation. That means enhancement of lower alpha power within few minutes. So results indicate that neuroplastic changes that facilitate development of mental mastery. Another study in MEMS itself was done EEG and fMRI together, and in which we found that better brain stability, less ruminative thoughts in meditators, and decreased DMN activity, that means default mode network activity, is indicative of a better cognitive process. Here you are again seeing that EEG, fMRI together, and that was a published work. And another study which was done in collaboration with Indian Spinal Injury Center, the prominent spinal injury institute in India, in which both qualitative and questionnaire-based study was done. So the qualitative observations as well as Ashworth scores. Muscle spasticity was also evaluated. And results were found patients were having less stress, anxiety and depression. Quality of life significantly was improved. Pain rating significantly decreased and reduced K muscle spasticity. Not only among the patients, rather the results were found good among the caregivers also. There also we found that stress, anxiety and depression was drastically reduced. Another study was done in collaboration with the International Institute, that was the Key Institute of Brain and Mind, University of Zurich, Switzerland. And the tool which was used was, again, electroencephalogram. And we found that meditation showed reduced activity in delta and increased activity in low alpha frequencies. So central executive network, the mirroring network, and both the task positive and the task negative network found active during meditations. So that means results indicate attention modulation, self-related processing, experiencing the soul as a point of life, light between the eyes. So what the national and international collaborations SPARC has done? So multiple MOUs have been signed. One of the most prominent institute in India, Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore, has done MOU, and there we are exploring gamma waves in expert meditators, cognitive control in expert meditators, as well as we are finding out EEG patterns in meditators for health and mental well-being. And we have done an MOU with India International Multiversity, Pune, where the process is on for the research on quantum physics and consciousness aspects of Rajiv meditation. Another collaboration with one of the private universities in Chennai, prominent university, Dr. MGR Educational and Research Institute. Then Gujarat University, on epigenetic study, we have got an MOU, effect of Rajyoga spiritual lifestyle on telomeres. And as I shared about the study, already the collaboration is going on with the Key Institute of Brain and Mind Research of University of Zurich, Switzerland, where we are working on source localization and EEG microstates. Here you are seeing the study which we shared in conference in France. Here the results are found that with Srikant Bhai, we have found during meditation, he is not disturbed because Srikant, who is a national coordinator, has got better alpha and delta waves. So that means better stability in his mind in comparison of the colleague over there. And the, another study which was done at Netherlands, Amsterdam, was on FNIR based, which is functional near infrared spectroscopy. Now coming to the next part is effect of Rajiv Yuga meditation, as I shared about epigenetic study, and what is the effect of spiritual lifestyle on telomeres. As you might be already aware that with aging, telomere length shortens. But in case of meditators, the study has been designed on long-term Rajiv Yuga meditators. That means the meditators who have been meditating since last more than 10 years, and the groups are meshed one with the control and the practitioners one. And any other meditation, but not Rajiv Yuga meditation. Here the physiological parameters should be meshed, and it is being done, and it has been already approved by Institute of Human Ethics Committee of Gujarat University. So in case what we do in collaboration with organizations. So how the concept of spirituality does affect even in case of our management practices, and how it brings not only harmony with the self, in association with the self, it brings in harmony with the environment. And ultimately what happens in case of organization, it definitely improves the motivation level, the learning level, and the commitment level of the individuals. So ultimately how it affects the organization, we improve the performance. That means whether it is on financial or at the quality orientation level. And it has got not only effect in corporates, it has got an effect, good effect in defense also. Corporate, whether it is related to stress management or to improve overall health or to improve the employees' morale, productivity and good decision making. And in case of a defense also, because there the working conditions are very different, so it is quite effective in burnout and post-traumatic stress disorders. It definitely improves the cognitive abilities of the soldiers, and it gives better results in case of required rehabilitation also. It is equally useful for the sports person also, because it improves concentration, it improves overall performance, enhances the competitive shooting performance, and as well as that means how it works by improving the alpha rhythms. In case of education, as in present situation, all of us know about that, value-based education is being emphasized to improve their skills, to improve the intrapersonal relationships, overall community welfare, and as well as we become more ethical. It is definitely applied in case of a clinical practice also in related to medicine, so that our health is much better. So that means meditation reduces lots of kinds of disorders, whether it is psychosomatic, cardiovascular, endocrine, or tumor metamorphosis related. It definitely overall improves the food habits in case of meditative lifestyles. And role of spiritual practices are utilized not only for healing purpose, rather for mortality as well as for improving the coping mechanism also. The present research proposals which are into the process are internationally collaboration with the University of Groningen, Netherlands and IIT Roorkee. National, it is multicentric IIT Roorkee and Kalpana Chawla Medical College, Karnal, as well as with Lucknow University, Open University UK and MIT University Noida in association with SPARC, submitting a project in Satyam. Already University of Technology Petrona Malaysia and MIT University Noida have also into the process of submitting international project on stress management for children in association with SPARC. Effects of consciousness on water, that is going on with Emoto Peace Project Japan. Then neurophysiological studies on Rajiv Yuga practitioners at AIIMS Patna project is already sanctioned. And with one of our transport and travel wing, Mumbai, with Indian Railway related to the loco pilots for holistic healing of human suffering through Mansa Seva cancer patients also in Kidwai Memorial Institute of Oncology. the effects of Rajyoga meditation to lessen the behavioral challenges, to improve academic performance, especially the children who are suffering from developmental disabilities, in collaboration with Tamana School, that is Naidisha in Delhi, as well as one concept of wellness center on Manipal. And here are a few pictures which you can see it, with the Indian High Commission Malaysia, where we had presented, and in process, as I told, University of Technology Petrona, Malaysia, and MIT University Noida. Last but not the least, here we are working on the Rajyogi database. That means on a spiritual scale, we have already created a form in which total spiritual scale on a big population who are already practicing Brahma Kumari's Rajyoga meditation. So finally, what we are doing is preparing a spiritual scale assessment, and now we will prepare a huge database of long-term and short-term meditators, which can be utilized with multiple organizations and universities, and the effect of Rajyoga meditation on gene expressions, that means DNA and RNA samples collection storage for genetic study, as well as quantum physics and consciousness aspects of Brahma Kumari's philosophy. Thank you. Om Shanti.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद डॉक्टर सुशील चंद्र जी का, जिन्होंने एक विस्तृत जानकारी दी है, स्पार्क के रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट रिपोर्ट को हमारे सामने प्रस्तुत किया। इस सेशन के आखिर में हम मेडिटेशन से इस सत्र का समापन करना चाहेंगे। गाइडेड मेडिटेशन के लिए ब्रह्मा कुमारी रमा बहन जी हमारे साथ हैं, जो ब्रह्मा कुमारी के स्पार्क विंग के कोर ग्रुप मेंबर हैं। तो आइए मेडिटेशन एक्सपीरियंस करते हैं।
ओम शांति। इस प्लेनरी सेशन का टॉपिक डिसिप्लिन, अ टूल टू चैनलाइज माय इनर स्ट्रेंथ। तो आइए अब इस विषय पर हम थोड़ा रिफ्लेक्शन मेडिटेशन करेंगे। सभी कंफर्टेबल होकर बैठें, अपना ध्यान अन्य सभी बातों से हटाकर अपने ऊपर फोकस करें, अपने शरीर को रिलैक्स करें, सभी इंद्रियों को, मसल्स को रिलैक्स होने दें। हर श्वास लेते हुए, छोड़ते हुए, गहरी रिलैक्सेशन का अनुभव करें। शरीर, इसकी इंद्रियां, सब शांत, रिलैक्स, हल्की हो चुकी हैं। अब अपना ध्यान मस्तक के बीच एकाग्र करें। और मन की आंखों से स्वयं के सत्य स्वरूप को देखें। मैं अति सूक्ष्म, एक प्रकाश पुंज, चैतन्य शक्ति आत्मा हूं। अ पॉइंट ऑफ लाइट, अ स्पार्क ऑफ प्योर कॉन्शियसनेस। मैं एक दिव्य ज्योति स्वरूप आत्मा हूं। जो इस शरीर द्वारा अलग अलग पार्ट, अलग अलग रोल प्ले कर रही है। मैं आत्मा, कर्म इंद्रियों की मालिक, अपने मन और बुद्धि के मालिक हूं। जब चाहूं, जितना समय चाहूं, जिस कार्य में स्वयं को फोकस करना चाहूं, कर सकती हूं। विद माय अवेयरनेस and attention, I can channelize my thoughts, my energy to any task at hand. Mere paas har kshan ye choice hai. सही समय पर सही संकल्प बोल और कर्म करने की चॉइस है। मेरे अंदर ये श्रेष्ठ समझ, ये विवेक शक्ति है जो मुझे हर सेकंड सही कार्य पर सही बात पर फोकस करने के लिए मदद करती है, प्रेरित करती है। I have this inner ability to choose the right thought, right response, to channelize my attention to bring out the right solution in any situation. Sare din, har sankalp, har bol aur karam, swayam ke liye aur sarva ke liye लाभदायक, उपयोगी, क्रिएटिव, प्रोडक्टिव हो। ये क्षमता मुझ आत्मा में है। मेरे रोल अनुसार मैं स्वयं को वहीं फोकस करती हूं जो पॉजिटिव, कल्याणकारी और प्रोडक्टिव है। माय अटेंशन is focused on doing the right thing at the right time. I am a disciplined soul. मुझ आत्मा में सर्वगुण और शक्तियां हैं, अनुशासन, डिसिप्लिन। मेरा एक स्वाभाविक गुण है, जिसके कारण हर परिस्थिति में मैं वही रिस्पॉन्स, वही कर्म, वही प्रतिक्रिया करती हूं। जो मेरे द्वारा कल्याण के लिए निमित्त होता है, मेरा ये अनुशासन मुझे जीवन में हर परिस्थिति में मेरे अंदर से जो बेस्ट है, जो सबसे श्रेष्ठ है, पॉजिटिव है, वही क्वालिटीज, वही वैल्यूज कार्य में लाता है। आई एम एबल टू गिव माई बेस्ट ड्यू टू माई डिसिप्लिन इन एवरी सिचुएशन। ओम शांति शांति शांति।
बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया ब्रह्मा कुमारी रमा दीदी जी का, जो दिल्ली से विशेष हमारे साथ इस मेडिटेशन एक्सपीरियंस को शेयर करने के लिए आए थे। डिसिप्लिन एक ऐसा टूल है जो हमारे इनहेरेंट स्ट्रेंथ को चैनलाइज करने से बहुत अच्छा हो सकता है, और शायद हमारे इनहेरेंट स्ट्रेंथ को अच्छी तरीके से चैनलाइज करके इसे यूज करना एक टूल के रूप में, यही डिसिप्लिन भी कहलाता है। आपके चिंतन के लिए आज बहुत सारे विचार आए हैं मैं समझता हूं। इस कॉन्फ्रेंस के शाम के सत्र में फिर मुलाकात होगी, तब तक के लिए मुझे दीजिए इजाजत। नमस्कार, ओम शांति।